Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So now, since we're talking about Purdue, is this the year that Purdue breaks through, that Painter gets to the Final Four? They did not become the number one overall seed because, ironically enough, on Saturday, everybody lost but UConn. But they just lost the game. They didn't get blown out the way Houston did. I had to go and check the score. Like, wait, does that say Houston's down by 30? Yes, it does. So Purdue, can they, playing in Indianapolis, then going to be playing in Detroit. Is this finally the year Painter breaks the curse, gets to the Final Four, playing it down in Phoenix?
I will say they got a pretty favorable draw. I don't think in terms of the 4-5, like having an injured Kansas, and I think an overseeded Gonzaga certainly helps that. You know, you get Tennessee as your 2 seed. And while I love Dalton Kennett, Rick Barnes, like you say, the Spider-Man meme, Barnes, Matt Painty looking at each other.
Wait. If Painter and Barnes play each other, you know what's going to happen, right?
Are they even going to be able to play?
Little season probably collapses.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's like, if that's the case, then, you know, something will have to give. But in that case, will either one of them make it? Like, we've just seen so many collapses from those two that it would be interesting if they actually did wind up winning 3 games to meet at that point. But yeah, it could have been a lot worse for them. They could have gotten, you know, a team that, you know, really spaces them out and shoots threes, or, you know, some really athletic guards. I think TCU, if they wind up beating Utah State, could give them a really interesting second round matchup. You know, we've seen TCU nearly pull off shockers in the past. Jamie Dixon, obviously tournament coach, a lot of tournament experience from Pitt and TCU. So I think that could be an interesting matchup if they get there. But other than that, I like their draw a lot. But they're going to need to make shots because they didn't make any in the Big Ten tournament. They struggled against Michigan State. They struggled against Wisconsin shooting the ball. It was pretty much Zach Edey and nobody else. I think Lance Jones had, you know, 10 points against Michigan State. No one else was in double figures. And then against Wisconsin, nobody else was in double figures outside of Edey. So, you know, we saw lack of three-point shooting hurt them a year ago. If what we saw in Minneapolis carries over, then they're going to have problems.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think if they get knocked out of the tournament in either the second or third round, then Painter's just going to have to live with that fraud moniker for a long time because, man, you had the player of the year, two-time player of the year, and you couldn't get to at least the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight. I don't know.
Number one seed twice.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be one to keep an eye on. Another one you talked about is Illinois, and can Damask lead them as far as they could go? Now, Illinois likes playing with fire. You saw that in Minneapolis. Let's fall down by 10. Let's fall down by 15. Okay, let's go ahead and make our comeback. And they have. Shannon just, I mean, it's almost automatic. He lowers his head. He drives to the basket. He's going to get the and one. It's now becoming the most unstoppable play. It's right up there with Zach Edey getting the ball in the paint. You know what's going to happen, but you can't stop it. And Damask, not really a point guard, a point forward. But, you know, I'm wondering if they have to play against a team that has a legitimate backcourt, is that going to be their Achilles heel? But right now, I would say – Illinois is probably, if I had to put all my money on one Big Ten team to go the furthest, it's probably the Illini.
No, and I think that's fair. And, you know, what you saw in Minneapolis, it seems like no deficit is too large for them. know, they didn't have a double digit second half comeback all year, and then they did it all three games in Minneapolis. It looked like Ohio State was going to knock them out. They came back. Nebraska had them down 15. The crowd was into it, and they wound up winning by double digits. And then, you know, Wisconsin had it rolling, was up 10. And then, you know, they couldn't stop Damask and Shannon. So, you know, the fact that you have two guys that could get you 30 on any given night, depending on the matchup, makes them really tough. You know, obviously, top five offense in the country, probably top three now. They're really, really good. I just haven't seen them – you know, do it in the tournament. Every time, you know, this is like the third time they've been a top four seed, you know, under Brad Underwood. The previous two times they didn't make it to the Sweet 16. Like, they haven't made it to Sweet 16 since 2005, which is pretty surprising. But this team definitely seems equipped. If they wind up playing BYU, that could be a lot of fun, because all BYU does is shoot threes. So yeah, you're going to get a back and forth. Maybe first one to 100 wins that kind of game. That could be a lot of fun if we get that matchup.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.